Okay, Tess Amid Beis, we're going to continue with the discussion we started yesterday, trying to figure out who's the author who's making a distinction between Nedarim and Nedavos. Is it good to keep it or not? So yesterday we saw a pasuk quoted. We'll start with that again. The pasuk in Koheles, in Perek Hey Pasuk Dal, the pasuk reads, Tov asher lo sidor, mishetidor velo sishalem. Right? It's better for a person you don't make a neder at all than you make the neder and you don't pay it back. You don't pay with it. So we were discussing yesterday how Rav Meir understood this. The Rav Meir says you don't make any nedarim, right? Whether you feel not, just do it all. So we're trying to figure out, does the Rav Meir sheet to work with our Mishnah? So it says the very bottom, last four words in Amud Aleph, afilu teim Rav Meir. I could even tell you that the Mishnah works like Rabbi Meir. Now on Amud Beis, ki ka'amar Rabbi Meir, when Rabbi Meir said that you should not make any nedarim, that's talking ben neder. That's only on neder. However, ben nedava lo ka'amar. When it talks about the nedava, a voluntary or a gift you're going to give, so that wasn't what he was talking about. Ay, the haketani, we learned in the Mishnah, kinidvosam. If we're making like the Kesherim, they make nedavas, they give those out. So nader b'nazer v'korban, right? You made a neder, this counts to becoming nazer or to bringing a korban, right? So this implies that Kesherim, they do make nedarim to become a nazer and to bring korbanos. So today you have to change it, nadav b'nazer v'korban, not nadar but nadav, like a lashon of nadava. He's volunteering, again optional, but not actually a neder. Mora asks, Maishna noder delo, what's the difference about a neder, right? When he says it's on me, I have to bring this. That's not so. Dilma osi be lide takola, because maybe that would come to a takola is like a stumbling block. He's not going to bring it right away. He's going to be over baal to acher, right? So then really ask him more. Nedav namilo, right? But then also he shouldn't do it. Why? Dilma osi be lide takola. You could also have a problem with that as well. You know, what's the problem with it? If a person's going to be makish an animal, so then anybody who gets any hana from this, that they're moab hektish, they work with it, they shear off its wool or something like that. So that's a concern as well. The Maritz Chayis says that there's not every single case that the Chachamim were concerned that people are going to, it's going to lead to a takala. But here, Badavka, there was a little bit of a greater concern, because here in this case, it's like a passive. It's a sheva al tase. If you just don't do something, then you're going to be over the isser. It doesn't actually have to lead to it. So in this case, that's why there's more of a heightened concern. So more answers. I'll tell you why there's a difference. Kehil HaZakin, like what Hil HaZakin used to do. Titania, we learned in Raisa. Omru Al Hil HaZakin. Shlomal Adam Ba'olaso Kol Yomav. Nobody ever committed Me'ila with one of Hil HaZakin's animals. Why? How did he enable this to never happen? Maybe Kishihi Chulin Lazara. He would bring the animal while it's Chulin right up to the Azara, standing outside. Umagdisha, then he would I'll be makdish and make it holy. V'somich Allah aleha v'shachta, and then immediately right after that he would put his hands on it and shecht it. So there was no opportunity. There was no time slot that could have actually led to meila. On this, there's a vort they bring in the Tiferes Shlomo has on Shavuos on this idea about Hillel. So he says, Lama asa kain? Why did Hillel Hazakin do this? Right? Le'elmine, earlier we said Amru. Tov mizeh mizeh she'ein anoda kol ikr. We saw yesterday's on Amud Aleph that not take an eder at all. Vator limdo son Torah teachers motzis vasecha tishmor vasis hayash kasher nedarta. You should keep what you vowed. Haina means like this: kiyum haneder yeh. You have to keep your nedarim. But osa cheshek vaheslavu shahay lecha beis motzis vasecha. At the time of your motzis vasecha, the time you made this neder, you were excited. You were passionate about this. You have to keep that same cheshek and hislavus, that same fire. Kiderecha yetzahu, because the way the yetzahara works, says the Tiferes Shlomo. At first, mafate eso adam lindor. It convinces you to make a neder. So the first time you made a neder, you're doing this with a simcha, with a ratzon. It's amazing. Rak b'meshech hazman. But as time goes on, hayetze menase letzanano lahachbid alav. It cools you off a little bit. After bechol zos who shomer mekayim nidro, you still keep the neder. who oises zois mitoch hechrich keilu kafu sheid, like you're forced to do this. Beli kol cheshek v'hislavus kibetachila, but doesn't have that same passion and fire that when you first started making a neder. Lechein, therefore, Hillel hazokin. There, what did he do? Somcha ma'ase lebitui haneder. He would do the ma'ase immediately right after he was motzis sefasecha. He would speak it out. Shloyelo zman letzanin hislavuso v'yakumu becheshek, in order not to let that staleness and that time creep in. Therefore, he do it with a passion. That's the idiom of doing mitzvahs with zvizas. Putner has like this: when we do mitzvahs with zvizas, that makes us lamalim and hazman, so to speak. Okay. Now, the next section on today's Amud is talking what exactly is considered to be proper nazirus. Okay, so it says hanicha nadava de karbonos. This is all well when you're talking about when you're taking a volunteer for the korbanos nadav nazirus ma'ika lemeimar. But when you're talking about it for not a korban but for a nazir, what could you say? You still have to be worried that he's not going to fulfill what he said he's going to do when he takes the zirus. So sovra lo k'shimon hatzadik. You want to answer? No, Rabbi Meir holds like the opinion of Shimon Hatzadik. We come now to one of those famous Gemara in Shas, Ditanya, the following braisa. Amr Shimon ben Hatzadik. Hatzadik. Miyamai lo achalti asham nazir tamei ela echad. I only ate the korban asham that was brought by a nazir who came tamei one time. What's the story behind it? So pam achas bo adam echad nazir min hadarum. One time a nazir came from the south over east, and I saw him shehu yafe naim v'tov roi. He was had very beautiful eyes. He was good looking. Because so saw Siduros lo taltalim, and his hair was arranged in curls. Very attractive man. Martin said to Bini, "Ma reis lahashchi says sarecha ze hana. Why are you going to be destroying this this beautiful hair of yours?" Right now, what's the reason why you have to? Because when the nazir finishes his period of nazirus, right, and the minimum nazirus is 30 days, so then he cuts his hair. But if he became Tomei beforehand, then he has to cut off his hair and he starts all over again. So why did he say this? So Amr Li, this Nazir says, Roa Hayisi La'aba Ba'iri, I was a shepherd for my father, my city. Halachti L'malos Mayim in Hamayin, I went to go draw water from the Mayin, from the spring. V'niz Ta'kalti B'va'ui Shali, and I saw my reflection in the water. Pachas ala yitzri, my yitzahara jumped and quickly overcame me. Ubikesh the Torah deini min ha'olam, wanted to drive me out of the world. What exactly did the Mefarshim explain? The Rivan learns that he was such a handsome man, he realized he could entice women and they would sin with him. Or the Aruch learns that it would be Mishkav Zohar. Others learn that there was it was just Stam Gaiva that he would have. So he realized that his Yetzirah is acting, and he can't just sit back. When the Yetzirah is attacking, you can't just sit back and be passive. You'll get shechted. Samartilos, I said to my Yetzirah, Rasha, you evil, wicked thing. Lamatam is Gaiva Olim Shein Shelcha. Why are you exalting and priding yourself in a world that doesn't belong to you? Bemish, who also the Ozrim of a Toleh, you're gonna be food in the grave for these worms and these maggots. That's what's going to be your body. Ha'avodish agalcha l'shamayim. I'm going to shave off you, my hair, for the sake of Shemayim. So it's interesting. Just in a halachic aspect, Chacham Avad Yosef points out from here that there's different. What's the din about making a bracha or seeing something inappropriate on a television screen? So it's not exactly if the erva is still present, because it's on a screen, but nevertheless, that hirhurim could be caused by that. And he brings from here this case of seeing the reflection. His own reflection caused these hirhurim, and therefore it would be prohibited so too to make a bracha in front of something, even if it's not physically present, but an improperly dressed person on television, on the screen, even though it's not physically there, could lead to hirhurim as well. And this is Amar Shah. It's according to, expanded upon by the Or HaMer and Parshas Tazria. It says, He was a wise chacham. How do you know he was wise? He came from the Dorum, from the south. Well, you know, the Gemara tells us in Bava Basra that if a person wants to become a chacham, he goes to the south. So this is a remes, says the Marshal. This was a wise type of nazir. Yof einayim etovro, he has very nice eyes and he's pleasant appearance. Shiro bechol dover hanakuda halakish shabo. He plays the Or Meir. He saw, what was his good eyes? It doesn't mean he had nice big blue eyes. It means he looked and could see with good eyes the penimiusin. Histalkum penimius adover velo bechitzonius agashmius. That's what it means. It was his good vision wasn't like, you know, he didn't have glasses. His good vision was he could see the internal idea behind something, not get caught up with the external idea. Kosov Sidrus law Totlin, and his hair was arranged nicely. What does that mean? Afil hasaros shehime moistros hamoach. Hair is something that is external to the brain. Mo'ilis la'adam l'kayim yugufo. It's there for the body. Gam oso kiddush l'shemayim. Even that part he had sanctified for shemayim. Bechinas kaddish atzmecha b'motolach. It's like, in other words, if you have something that's a luxury, or something that most of us means something that's not needed, right? And even in those areas, this Nazir had sanctified himself in. Lo lahanos atzma, wasn't doing this for his own pleasure. Samardi benimat hares lahashas bishlarach. So he asked him, why did you cut your hair? Says the Or HaMeir, halahotzas oisam v'gashmi osam hafachta osam l'regas kedushos. You've already elevated this hair. I see you're such a holy tzaddik. You've brought your gashmius to the level of ruchnius. Why are you cutting it off? Achshav lama atamashchisa. What are you destroying it for? That's the way he learns the question. So on a low, he answers pachas la yitzri because my yitzhahara was jumping on me. Rotz la ora brimida sagayva v'his taferes amida grusai hagavoyis shetzla. She's slalti lavul el hakadusha. My yitzhahara wanted to make me feel pride in my spiritual accomplishments that I was able to do all this. Samarti lo havoydish agad chashma. I'm going to cut you off the shem shemayim. Eineni rotz madregos veineni rotz begayva sha'aydeze heye nidcha. I don't want these madregas if it's going to lead me to be distant from Hashem. These are the types of people we need. These people on this very high spiritual level who are doing these things, l'shem shemayim. Oh, so I'm just finished reading the Gemara, actually. I read the Or HaMeir before I finished the Gemara. Miyad, back inside. Amadati u'neshakti val rosho. I stood up and I kissed him on his head. Amadati lo bani, my son. Kamorcha yirbu nozerei nezirus b'Yisrael. There should be many, many type of nozers like you amongst the Jewish people. Alecha kosovon. You, the pasuk says, ish ki afli lindor ned nozer lahazil Hashem. This, you did it properly. And therefore, because this is the proper type of person should become a nozer, and therefore became you King Tummy, I'm going to I'll eat from your korban, but you didn't do this for just like, you know, stama, you know, impetuous decision, or you were angry, or whatever it was. Okay, on this maskif law, Rabbi Mani. Rabbi asks Akashi, he attacks. Maishna Oshem Nazir Tomei Dlo Ochel. Why you Shem Natzadik would not eat from the Oshem Nazir? Daasi Alechet came on Chet. Kol Ashamos Nami. We have many types, 5-6 different types of categories of Ashamos. Ashem Gazela, Ashem Eila, Shifcha Harufa, Lo Leichol. You shouldn't eat from those either. Da Alechet also, because it came from a Chet, right? So why Bedavka this one? So Amar Le Rabbi Yona said back to him, Hai Netayma. This is the reason. Why did he do this? Kashen Tohin, when they regret what they did wrong, Nozun. Then they become a Nazir. But then, when they become Tomei, as a result of that, they didn't finish up their time period. The Rab and Aleihem, you mean the zeros, they have to restart the count. And the Stam and zeros, we know, is for 30 days, Shloshim Yom. And this person's in the middle of their, and day number 24, he becomes Tomei. So now he's got to stop, count 7 new days, and do all over again. So now it's an additional period. So when that happens, it becomes Tomei. Now realize this isn't the 30-day thing now. It's 24 plus 7 plus another 30. It's, what would that be? That'd be 30, 61 days, right? 61 days, that's just twice as long as I thought. So mischaratin behen, they have charat of animsu, mevien chulin lazara. Because the Nazar had regretted from that, then the animal is not considered to be part of the korban. It's like chulin, and therefore it's not desirable. Ihalchi, 1 second, okay. So afilu nazir tohor nami, Shimon HaTzadik should not have eaten from a nazir who was tohor as well. Nazir tohor lo, for that. No, the amude amid nafshe de yochlindor. No, because the Nazir who was Torah, you don't have to be concerned about this, because he made a cheshbon and he realized that he's able to keep it. And he could keep it for the entire 30 days. But in the case of someone who became Tameh, the Nazir, so then that extends his Nazirus longer than he really had thought he was in for. And he, you know, he's concerned that he might have a charata. But the guy who did it, who made it through there, he made it to the finish line, he kept the full 30 days, he doesn't have charata, and therefore Reb Shimon HaTzadik would go ahead and eat from that korban as well. Okay, Emet Hashem, we will pick it up with the next, with the Ibai Seimo, according to Rabbi Yehuda, but this was the way of explaining our Mishnah within the Shita of Rabbi Meir.